This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, April 17th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Trump involved in Japan talks. Tariff expected to slow economy, and ag groups weigh in on WTO. U.S.-Japan negotiations kick off with Trump in the midst. Negotiations between the U.S. and Japan on a possible deal to lower reciprocal tariffs kicked off in Washington this week with the president personally involved. Japan is coming in today to negotiate tariffs, the cost of military support, and trade fairness, President Donald Trump said on social media yesterday. He attended a meeting with the Japanese team and his key cabinet members. Why it matters? Well, at least one ag sector is pushing for better market access as an outcome from the talks. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles told AgriPulse that the group has met with the National Economic Council and pressed U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins for potatoes to be a part of the negotiations. Market access for U.S. potatoes is limited as Japan drags its feet on pest risk assessments, the group says. Quarles said opening the Japanese market would be an easy win for the administration if you can't get past the politics. Take note, South Korea's finance minister is expected in Washington for talks next week. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni is flying in this week to try and advance U.S.-EU negotiations. A European Union spokesperson told reporters yesterday that officials remain unsure of what the U.S. wants out of the negotiations. Economists warn of inflation, slower growth, and shrinking trade from new tariffs. The larger-than-expected tariffs Trump slapped on U.S. trading partners April 2nd set to ripple across the U.S. and global economies, spurring price hikes, economic slowdowns, and lower trade volumes, economists say. Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell warned yesterday. Powell said how long the inflation spike will last will depend on the ultimate size of the tariffs and how long they take to pass through consumer prices. Growth has already slowed from last year, he added. The World Trade Organization said yesterday it's anticipating a slowdown in global trade. Global goods trade set to fall 0.2% in 2025, with North American exports contracting 12.6%. If the higher U.S. country-specific tariffs return after the 90-day pause and uncertainty persists, the global trade slump could worsen to 1.5%. The Center for Strategic and International Studies estimates that the reciprocal tariffs will slow U.S. GDP by 0.8% and drive overall prices 7% higher. Meanwhile, it says wages could grow only 6%. Rollins reassures Texas farmers. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins was back at her home state of Texas yesterday, this time at Lubbock, the center of the nation's largest cotton-growing region. Farmers there have been reeling from depressed prices and prolonged droughts, and now they face a trade war with China, their biggest export market. At a short press conference, Rollins reiterated her hope that farmers won't need compensation from USDA for trade losses. But if they do, she said, the president is resolute in his commitment to back our farmers and ranchers just as he did in Trump 1. He'll do it again. USDA is preparing for that moment if it is necessary. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Ag groups, U.S. must step up at WTO. A coalition of 30 ag industry groups is urging the congressional committees that oversee trade policy to stress the importance of U.S. leadership at the WTO. Without the WTO, our country will lose critical market access for American food and agricultural exports, but more importantly, we will lose the opportunity to build rules that allow us to feed the world, the groups say in a letter to House Ways and Means and Senate Finance Committees. The groups argue that the U.S. retreat from the organization in recent years has emboldened China. The U.S. suspended its payments to the WTO last month, and Trump has previously threatened withdrawal. The ag groups urge lawmakers to adamantly oppose U.S. withdrawal from the WTO. Take note, the American Farm Bureau Federation, the Corn Refiners Association, the National Grain and Feed Association, North American Export Grain Association, and USA Poultry and Egg Council are among the signatories. Harming endangered species may become easier under rule change. The Trump administration wants to scrap a key protection for endangered species, proposing to narrow the prohibition against harming species to actions that actually result in the death of wildlife. The Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service have proposed replacing the regulatory prohibition against harm, which includes significant habitat modification or degrading where it actually kills or injures wildlife. Instead, the agencies have proposed using the ESA definition of take, which the law says can mean to harass, harm, pursue, hunt, shoot, wound, kill, trap, capture, or collect. Now take note, environmental groups say they would fight the proposal. Given that habitat destruction is the biggest cause of extinction, this definition of harm has been pivotal to protecting and recovering endangered species, the Center for Biological Diversity says in a press release. Trump-aligned think tank launches Farmers First Agenda. The American First Policy Institute, a conservative think tank launched by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins in 2021, has unveiled a Farmers First agenda closely aligned with the Trump administration's priorities. We feel like there is somewhat of a void of pro-farmer, pro-rural think tank leadership in our nation's capital, said Tate Bennett, Director of Rural Policy at AFPI. Christy Mullen, wife of Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, will serve as chair of Rural Policy. Indiana farmer and former ambassador to the United Nations Agencies for Food and Agriculture, Kip Thom, will serve as vice chair, and Illinois farmer and entrepreneur Sarah Fry is a senior advisor. Bennett outlined three broad priorities for the initiative: drive rural policy, resize and reorient government, and generate responsible nutrition policy. The initiative includes promoting international trade opportunities by expanding export markets and lowering trade barriers. That includes promoting policy tools like reciprocal tariffs to eliminate other countries' tariff and non-tariff trade barriers, Bennett said. Here's today's final word. It doesn't take the same number of people to serve 3,000 farmers like it did maybe 5,000 farmers 30 or 40 years ago. That's Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa when asked about a report that the White House is proposing to consolidate USDA field offices. He told reporters such consolidation would be a concern, but I'd have to study the proposal to see how farmers are being served. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, April 17th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. for AgriPulse Daybreak. I'm Jeff Nally.